very powerful, simple questions. Each one of these questions should be used based on the personality type, which I'll explain this afternoon. But the key here is the questions are what we call open-ended questions. They're open-ended. You can ask questions two ways. You can ask a question where the response is yes or no. Did you have a chance to listen to the CD? Yes or no? Unfortunately, nobody gives a yes or no. They give the no with the reasons. Yes with the blah, 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 blahs. Fine. But when you ask an open-ended question, did you have a chance to listen to the Your Wishes, Your Commands series? Yeah. Great, what do you think? I am going to get a huge variety of responses. I am not boxing this person into one response. It's a huge variety of responses. We're going to go over all the ways to talk to the person on the phone after they listen to Your Wishes, Your Command. The end result is going to be somebody who has no interest in looking at the Global Information Network, or somebody who is interested in learning more about the Global Information Network. One of those two phenomena is going to happen at this point. When you pass out Your Wishes, Your Command, and you call them, at this point on the telephone, a person's going to have absolutely no interest at all in taking it any further, which is good. You just pre-qualified them. You didn't waste their time. You didn't waste your time. That person may get in later, which we'll talk about. Or number two, the person will want to look at the Global Information Network. And there's a third person. A small percentage are going to already want to join because they listened to the Your Wishes, Your Command, they heard the invitation to join Jin, they went to the website and watched the video, and they're ready to join. They're in. Now, most people will have no interest in taking it further. Some people want more information. If they want more information on Jin, most of you will do this. Well, why don't we, so you want more information on Jin? Yeah, well, why don't we, let's see, today's Monday, why don't we, did you look at the website? Yeah, I did. Oh, why don't you call this number? This is the membership overview meeting call. I'm busy tomorrow night, but you should call and get on it, okay? And then call me. Okay, and then the guy gets on the call, and 2-3 days later, you don't call him, of course. And then finally he calls you on Thursday and said, yeah, I went to that membership over meeting call. I'm really interested in getting this. Okay, well, today's Thursday. You know, I got a really full weekend. You already watched the video, yeah? Yeah, duh, yeah. That's how most people do this. If I call the guy on a Monday, I said, did you have a chance to listen to the CD series, Your Wishes, Your Commands? Did you finish it off? Yeah, I did. What do you think? You know, I went to the Jin website, listened to it. This thing's really exciting. I'm really interested in this thing. Terrific. What are you doing right now? That's what I'm doing. The guy says, 9:30 at night. So what? You can sleep when you're dead. Come on, we're talking about some money here. What are you doing right now? Well, nothing. Okay, I'll be over. Well, you're 45 minutes away. All right, let's meet halfway then at a Denny's. All right. I go, this is serious. This is important. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay. You see, if I did that, notice the level of seriousness. It just went up. By the way, this is what happens in business. I'm in New York City. I come out of the theater, I went to the Book of Mormon. It was like sold out for 9 months and I got these tickets and it was a horrible play. But anyway, that's another story. So I'm coming out and I was talking with Coburn, you know, from the Coburn Report, because he was there. We were chatting about the show and we both kind of concurred on our reaction on it. But as I'm coming out, I check my cell phone and because I turned it off, and there's a message. So I call and listen to my message, and it's my buddy in New York. It's now 10:30. It's 10:30 at night, Saturday night, 10:30. And my buddy says, KT, it's Joey P, call me. What are you doing? I'm up late.